Nanny Potts was the first female and only African-American mayor of Cornelius. She passed away last Friday at 80 years old. Potts was a teacher and led summer programming for kids in the Smithville neighborhood where she lived. Her family and friends remember her fondly. WFAE's Cole Del Charco has this report.
Verdi Torrance was Nanny Potts' best friend. For years, they led programs during the summer in Smithville for children who weren't in school. They were next-door neighbors.
Well, she was a very caring and giving person. She looked out for everyone around her. She was just a loving person.
The two were teachers. Torrance says that's part of what made them care for young people. Later on, when they retired and were helping around the church, they started a catering business.
And we didn't advertise. We just did it on word of mouth. You know, people saw what we did and ate what we had fixed and passed it on.
They made dinners and cakes. Sometimes Potts would even make fried chicken feet. Community in the Smithville neighborhood was tight. Neighbors helped each other. Parents would look out for all the children. Torrance says to neighbors, it was clear that you could always count on Potts if you had a need. On a front step in the neighborhood, Wanda Gabriel agrees.
She would give out a lot of stuff to the community. Fruits and vegetables. She would just help the community. Everyone, not just some. She would help everyone.
Of the many children and neighbors who knew Nanny Potts and were helped by her, Thurman Ross is one. Ross is now a member of the Cornelius Board of Commissioners, the only African American. He says anyone who wanted to get into politics in Cornelius went to Potts for advice first. So did he.
She always told me that you have to make some tough decisions, even when it came in terms of Smithville. And sometimes it may not be always the popular decision because you have to look at the bigger picture and take the small details that maybe the community did not see.
She ran for the Board of Commissioners and, after she got the most votes, became mayor pro tem. When Mayor Wesley Rood quit because of disagreements with the board, she was mayor from 1982 to 83. She didn't want to run for mayor again, but was elected as a commissioner. Here at Potts Barbershop on Catawba Avenue, patrons and barbers remember what Nanny Potts meant to Cornelius. Nanny's husband, Gerald, who goes by Mickey, started the shop in 1950 with his father. Mickey still comes in on Saturdays. Mark Muldrow has been cutting hair here for 20 years. He remembers meeting Potts and the family for the first time during Thanksgiving. She was a great cook, but the thing that stood out to Muldrow was how she lived her life as an example.
Education was so important to Aunt Nan. She the one started that scholarship committee at Torrance Chapel Church.
Now others are trying to raise more money for the scholarship she started. It's called the Torrance Chapel AME Zion Church Scholarship Fund. She grew up on a farm. Neither of her parents went to college, but she went to Barbara Scotia College in Concord. While a student, she was a community organizer and a political activist, going to sit-ins at lunch counters and the Belk department store. Nanny's husband, Mickey, saw the sacrifices she made over the years to become a community and political leader. They have 3 children, 9 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. But, he says, their family had to share her with so many others.
If she could do something about it, she would. You know, that's just the way she was.
Mickey says she never did anything for the accolades, but she's getting them anyway. A new road being constructed between Highway 21 and Smith Circle will be named Nanny Potts Lane. Even before she passed, Mickey says, people sent her flowers. To remember her, the family is holding a visitation Friday evening from 6 to 8. The funeral will be Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at Torrance Chapel AME Zion Church. Aretha Houston expects several former pastors of the church and many from the community to be there. She will be.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it. I'll be singing on the choir. In good hands, we are in good hands. We are in good hands with Jesus.
For WFAE News in Cornelius, I'm Cole Del Charco.
In good hands, we are in good hands with Jesus.